The celebrated Sundance Film Festival's online through February 3rd. It's an opportunity for Hawaii film lovers to check out national premieres and artist talks, and Hawaii's highlighted this year for special behind-the-scenes programming. And this comes at a time when the stories local filmmakers are telling are changing as well. The Hawaii you see on screen these days is undergoing a makeover shaped by local filmmakers. That's according to Georgia Skinner, Chief of Creative Industries under the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. Skinner says distributors are waking up to Hawaii's portfolio of film and digital media credits.
The breadth of content that can be shared from Hawaii to major markets is just at the tip of the iceberg.
That maturity is more than technical, says Taylor Chang, film curator at the Doris Duke Theater. She says surveying Hawaii's output, documentary and nonfiction work was more prevalent early on, and there's an evolution underway.
In the early days, you do see a lot more documentary work, a lot more nonfiction work, and you know, dealing with trauma and storytelling. It is about calling attention to the really hard truths in our community that people would rather look away from, and there's value to that. As like a filmmaking community evolves, once you have enough work that addresses that trauma in these different ways, collectively, you kind of get to this point where you can move beyond that phase of how do we address these traumas and can actually start world building. And I think that's why we see an uptick in narrative filmmaking now.
The Doris Duke is a satellite screening partner for Sundance this year. Insiders will share local film insights through February 3rd. Skinner agrees methods of storytelling are opening up.
Now we're seeing more narrative works and some comedy works that are also distributed on Amazon, Amazon Prime, others, I believe, that are teeing up on Netflix.
Skinner says the media industry is realizing Hawaii is not just a location. She supplied a major studio with writers from the islands and fielded inquiries to perhaps bundle some of Hawaii's really diverse online content for distribution.
We are at a significant point now where what we need to do as a state is help get underneath these great talented people and be able to provide them with the infrastructure they need, meaning small studio spaces, collaborative workspaces, anything that we can help get their work completed and get it out there.
As these products hit consumers, visitors to Hawaii may change their view of the islands.
Now we have our filmmakers are practicing what it means to world build through narrative fiction. They're creating their own world, and that's ultimately like really exciting to see with not just one filmmaker, but just like a whole community of filmmakers.
The Doris Duke celebrates local filmmaking as part of the Sundance Festival through February 3rd.
I just want to grab my sister who thinks she's Indiana Jones.
We'll get them. My kids are inside a mountain looking for some Spanish gold.
Hawaii has struggled with its depictions. See how you feel about Finding Ohana, a feature premiering today on Netflix. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
The jaws of death.
Sounds inviting.
Oh!